Russia and the United States remain at loggerheads over U.S. plans to deploy elements of a new anti-missile system in Eastern Europe. Caught in the middle are the two countries that would host the U.S. interceptors and radar, the Czech Republic and Poland. The Polish government generally backs the plan, but NPR's Emily Harris recently visited Poland, and she found an emerging anti-Americanism among ordinary folks. And this, she says, has affected popular support for the missile defense system.
While in Poland for dinner just after the G8 summit, President Bush promised a fair deal, enhanced security for Poland in exchange for hosting interceptor rockets as part of the missile defense system. Security analyst Maria Wagrowska says he'll make the sale.
The United States were and are regarded as the so-called last guarantor of the Polish security. This is exactly the reason to accept the American offer to have the MD system of Polish territory.
Poles have always loved America for standing up to Russia, especially when Poland was in Moscow's communist sphere. On this visit, President Bush called Poland a strong ally and a great advocate for democracy.
One thing I do want to do is praise this good country for being so strong for freedom. I love to be in a land where people value liberty and are willing to help others realize the blessings of liberty.
Political scientist Bohdan Szklarski was looking for a little bit more.
That's empty talk, yes. But at some level, it satisfies our yearning for uniqueness, for recognition. However, things are changing.
Over the past few years, a needling list of beefs with America has grown among ordinary Poles. Polish people have to pay $100 to apply for a visa to visit the U.S., even if their application is denied. Polish companies didn't land big reconstruction contracts in Iraq, despite Poland having sent troops and stood up against much of Europe to support the U.S.-led invasion. There's also a perception here that Poland didn't get economic benefits promised as part of Poland's purchase of U.S.-made F-16s. Szklarski and his wife Joanna, a sociologist, say all this raises the stakes in the negotiations to host the missile shield.
If something tangible is attached to the shield, we are willing to sacrifice our already very bad relations with the Russians. Yes?
Well,
but if nothing tangible comes out of it, that will be just another project into which we will feel that we were kind of forced. We were used, or taken advantage of, and it might increase anti-Americanism in this country.
Poland is an unlikely place to hear the words anti-Americanism, and this is an unlikely family to say it. Both Bohdan and Joanna spent years studying there. Their daughters dine on creamy peanut butter sent from a godmother in New York, and one of their two golden retrievers came back with the family from Connecticut. But their sense that many Poles are irritated with America is backed up by public opinion surveys showing a drop in support for U.S. policies. At the same time, Poland has found another way to defend itself in a dispute with Russia. There have been more pork cutlets available to fry in Poland than usual over the past year and a half, ever since Russia banned the import of all Polish meat. Moscow claims health worries. In reaction, Poland turned not to the U.S., but to its own newfound clout as a member of the European Union. Warsaw has stopped the 27-country bloc from negotiating a new comprehensive political and economic treaty with Russia. President of the Polish Meat Association, Witold Czoński, says that was a bold move that risked angering European allies.
Until the Polish government vetoed the talks between the European Union and Russia, no one was interested in this case. Before the veto, members of the European Commission would say that this is a bilateral problem, Poland with Russia.
Poland's government has disagreements with the European Union over environmental laws and gay rights and is threatening to veto a new EU constitution unless Warsaw gets more voting power. But the EU is increasingly popular among the Polish public. Analysts say one reason is money. Billions of dollars in aid come annually from Brussels. Another is opportunity. It's now much easier and more popular for young Poles to work in Ireland, for example, than in America. Emily Harris, NPR News, Warsaw.